Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Tonight, Thursday night, July 6, 2017, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and pens ready and your paper so that you can follow along with the man of God as he brings forth God's word on tonight. As we always do, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory and honor because of who you are. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are so awesome in all your ways, and there is none like you in all the earth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and for your mercy toward us on tonight. We thank you for allowing us to wake up and see a brand new day that we've never seen before and we will never see again. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We love you. We bless your name. Heavenly Father, on tonight, we come in the name of Jesus asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our prayers and the word of God will not be hindered on tonight, so that it will accomplish everything that you set forth to do on tonight, Heavenly Father. It's in the name of Jesus, Father, we come also lifting up the sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, while we are lifting up those that we're duty-bound to pray for, we come lifting up all those that are bereaved. We know that you are still a comforter. We know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we ask that you will comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved all over the land. Heavenly Father, as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray also that you will move by your Spirit over the airways on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this worldwide platform because we know it's not about us. It's about you. It's about your son, Jesus Christ, who paid the ultimate price with his own blood that we can be redeemed back to you and know that we have a relationship with our Heavenly Father through your son, Jesus Christ. And we know that after this earthly body has been decayed and dissolved from what we know as flesh, we know that we will have a new home in glory that's been prepared by your son, Jesus Christ. So we pray, Lord, on tonight that should there be any listeners that do not know your son, Jesus Christ, we know that Jesus Christ died for them as well. He died for the sinners. We know that you don't love sin, and he don't either. He don't love sinners, but we thank you that you love us as sinners, and we are those that are saved. We're saved by grace. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, that something will be said on tonight, that those that are spiritually blind on tonight, after hearing the word, they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ.
It's the same
in
our
life. What about this? Be saved in His name
20%.
On tonight. In
you know,
Jesus' name
pay
on tonight. We just give
you
your name praise.
It.
We give you glory.
You
we give you honor in Jesus' name. And all the people of God that was in agreement with this prayer said amen.
Only time it's no interest, it's zero
praise
interest.
Praise the Lord. I'm getting a lot of feedback from someone. If you could please, if you're not the minister of Sharon Rabbis, at this time, if you could please place your phones on mute, because at the conclusion of his message, I will go back to the phone lines and open them back up in case of anyone that has called in that would like to have comments or feedback to Minister Rambis after he brings forth the word on tonight. You can do so. But I'm asking all listeners, if you will please place your phones on mute other than Minister Rambis. Place your phones on mute. I greatly appreciate it. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying GED. And that means God's everlasting divinity. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, GED, means or equals God's everlasting divinity. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels and click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, I'm so excited to bring forth again Minister Sharon Rabbis. He's going to be bringing the word on tonight. As usual, he comes forth every first Thursday. And also now he's going to be coming forth every other third Saturday to bring forth the word to us. And I thank God for Minister Rabbis. He is such an anointed man of God, and God is really using Minister Rabbis. So I thank God for what he's doing through Minister Rabbis. And so I am so excited to announce that for those of you all that listen to this broadcast faithfully every Thursday and every Saturday, again, we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, every Thursday night and every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, I'm so excited, and I'm sure Minister Rembers will mention this also either at the beginning of his message or in the end. I am so excited to announce that Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church is now under the leadership of Bishop James A. Jennings. It's formerly known as, you may have known it as Shield of Faith Church. Well, we have a new name, a greater name. And our new name is Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Again, that's formerly Shield of Faith Church. Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. I am a member of that ministry, also Minister Sharon Rabbis, who's going to be bringing forth the word on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, if you'll please get your Bibles and pens ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he brings forth the word of God on tonight. In the form of announcements, I am so proud to be able to announce that each second and second Thursday, once again, each second Thursday and each second Saturday, Deacon Marvin Cox, this is the young man that suffered with muscular dystrophy. He cannot get out like he used to go out and go to attend church services and congregate with the members in the church. But he has to crawl around on the floor like a baby in his house. But he's still a man of God. He's a deacon. But he's still being used by God. And he brings forth a powerful word. And so the Lord has allowed me to be able to bring him forth now. He will be coming on each second Thursday and each second Saturday, bringing forth the word. He is another anointed, powerful man of God that the Lord is using. Also, I'm so excited to be able to announce that for those of you that are faithfully tuned in and listen to this broadcast, the Lord is about to take this ministry, this broadcast, to another level. And I thank God for what he's doing. And so that's why I always constantly ask God to help me decrease so that he may increase in me, because I know that it's not about me. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would kindly, if you are being blessed by this broadcast and this ministry, because that's what it is a ministry. The Lord is going to do a new thing through this ministry, through this broadcast. We're going to reach globally. We're going to reach more people. So I'm asking all those of you that would like to sow into this ministry, to this broadcast, you can easily sow into this broadcast by going to my PayPal account under my email address, which is all lowercase, James underscore Brown 1558 at yahoo.com. Once again, I am opening the door for anyone that would like to sow into this ministry, to this broadcast. You will be blessed by being a blessing to this ministry and to this broadcast so that we can extend this broadcast even more globally around the world and so that we can be more effective to other ministries, not only in the United States but around the world. God has placed it in my spirit there to be a blessing so that when he blesses you, when he blesses us, we are being blessed to be a blessing to others so that God will be glorified through it all. That's what it's all about. So, again, if you would like to sow a seed into this ministry, whatever the Lord placed on your heart, pray about it first. Whatever the Lord placed in your heart or on your heart or mind, if you would like to sow and to watch this ministry grow and be blessed by God when while doing it, you can go to my PayPal account, and my PayPal account to sow into this ministry broadcast will be, again, all lowercase at my email address, all lowercase James underscore Brown 1558 at yahoo.com. And also, I'm going to be having a post office box set up real soon. I will be giving that information out once that is set up in case if anyone do not have a PayPal account, but you would like to sow into this ministry, to this broadcast through a post office box. Well, the Lord has also blessed me with this ministry to now have Brother Jose Dorsey. He comes on every first Thursday and every third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. His show title is Theologically Speaking with Brother Jose Dorsey. And every fourth Saturday at 6:30 is Prophetess Vadira Hayward. Her show is titled Releasing the Sounds. And once again, Dr. Minister Patricia Heisman from Pontiac, Michigan, I have her set up. But as soon as her date is available that she will be coming on the air to bring the word, I will be notifying the listeners as to what her dates will be. So if you want to be blessed even more by the word, you want to sow into this ministry as the Lord deals with your heart as to how you want to sow into this ministry, this broadcast, and then also be blessed by Brother Jose Dorsey, again, every first and every third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m., and also every fourth Saturday from 6:30 to 7 p.m., Prophetess Vadira Hayward, Releasing the Sounds. Well, right now, I'm going to do a short music break, and it's going to be very short, and I'm going to come back, and I am going to yield the mic to Minister Rambis. He's going to bring forth the word on tonight. I know it's another powerful, anointed word. He always brings a powerful word. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would stand by, keep your Bibles open and keep them ready so you can follow along with the man of God after this music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Total praise. We need to offer God our total praise because he is truly worthy of our total praise. Well, before Minister Rambis brings forth the word on tonight, I'm going to ask everyone that's on the line, if you will please place your phones on mute. I'm getting some feedback from someone's phone. If you could place your phones on mute other than Minister Rambis so that when he brings forth the word, we will be able to hear him clearly. So I'm asking all the listeners, please stay on the line, but place your phones on mute. And preferably, if we have time after he concludes his message, we will go back to the lines and open up and take you off of mute so that you can have comments and feedback with Minister Rambis on tonight. One final announcement that I forgot to make. Starting on the fourth Saturday of this month, the man of God will be coming forth on a regular basis. Every fourth Saturday starting this month will be Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries out of Greensboro, North Carolina, and he is my first cousin. He came on this past Saturday and brought an awesome word, as he always do. So Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, again, he is my first cousin. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries of Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be coming forth starting this month every fourth Saturday. So you want to tune in at 8 o'clock so you can hear what God is saying through that young man of God as well. So right now I am so excited and proud to bring forth the man of God, Minister Rambis. He's going to be bringing forth the word. And again, our new name for our church family is, for those that are listening that may not have heard or do not know, and this is not fake news, this is real news, updated news. Shield of Faith, formerly known as Shield of Faith Church, is now known as Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, and our pastor and shepherd is Bishop James A. Jennings. So right now I am bringing forth Minister Rambis to bring forth the word. Minister Rambis, I am yielding the mic to you to deliver God's word.
All right. Good evening, Brother James, and good evening to our audience. I want to thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for this privilege. Don't take it lightly. I want to bring you greetings from the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Thank God for our Bishop, Bishop James Jennings. Amen. Well, God is doing a greater work and calling us to a greater work. So we thank God for that. Thank God for his covering and leading our bishop with wisdom and knowledge, and to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. So we thank God for a man of God that's in tune into the Spirit. And so tonight, I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and also want to thank Brother James for this opportunity. And today I was sent a couple of prayer requests from my cousin, Ethel Rambis, from down in Texas. She's having a foot surgery procedure, and actually surgery on both feet. And so she's praying, want us to touch and agree for a speedy recovery. And also one of her girlfriends from junior high school, Tangie, found her youngest son shot and unresponsive, and he passed away on Sunday. So she's asking for us to keep that family lifted up in prayer. And so we want to ask that all the prayer warriors to cover my cousin and her friend in the time of need. And so right now, before we get started, let's say a special prayer for them before we move forward. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you. Thank you for being so good, so kind, and so loving, Lord. We thank you because we know that all things will work together for the good of them called for your purpose and those that love you, Lord. And we thank you right now, Lord, for those asking for special prayer requests. We ask that you do what you do best. Step in the time of need, cover, heal, deliver, comfort, and bring peace in every situation, Lord. You are our peace. You are our God. We know you're a doctor that never lost a case, and we know that you're a doctor that can heal a sin-sick soul with your blood. So right now, cover both families with the blood of Jesus, and as my cousin go in for surgery, ask that you guide the doctor's hand. Use it in utensils to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for claiming victory in the surgery situation, and we claiming comfort to that family. Let them know that Jesus will be just what they need him to be. And so tonight, ask that you would turn your Bibles to a familiar passage of Scripture, third chapter of Daniel, Daniel 3. And we'll start reading at verse 1, Daniel 3, And we'll start reading at verse 1. And so Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and its width 60 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the province to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the province put together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before that image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, ye shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre, and with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and psaltery and symphony, with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this manner. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up." Amen. And for your reading, let me go back to verse 16. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter." And so it's from this verse I'd like to talk with you a few minutes just to share on the thought of standing your ground. Standing your ground. And so tonight, as we talk about standing your ground, we all became familiar with the stand your ground law through the Trayvon Martin and other cases where it seemed as though the laws was twisted and in favor of the perpetrator. And so the stand your ground law is a law or is a justification in a criminal case whereby a defendant can stand their ground or use force without retreating in order to protect or defend themselves or others against threats or perceived threats. An example is where there is no duty to retreat from any place where they have a lawful right to be, and that they may be, and that they may use any level of force if they reasonably believe the threat rises to the level of being intimate or immediate threat of serious body harm or death. One case describes a stand your ground law as a person has the right to expect absolute safety in a place they have a right to be and may use deadly force to repel an unlawful intruder. And so tonight, with the power that's invested in me by the Almighty God, I'm invoking the people of God to stand your ground. Yeah, we all been have our lives invaded by that unlawful intruder, old Satan himself. And so tonight we're standing, we're marking our line in the sand. We no longer are retreating. We no longer are running. Tonight I invoke the people of God to stand your ground. Stand your ground against the enemy. Stand your ground against all of those tricks and schemes that he puts in our lives. I hear you. I know it's been tough. I know you got more burdens than you got blessings. I know it seems like you got more dilemmas than you got deliverances. Yeah, I hear you got more hang-ups than you got hallelujahs. But I come to encourage you tonight to stand your ground. I feel the frustration. I feel you being fed up. I hear you. If that person say one more word to me, I'm about to lose my mind up in here, up in here. If I get to my mailbox and open it and find one more bill, I'm about to lose my mind. If I get another doctor's report, another bad doctor's report from, I don't know what I'll do. But tonight I want to encourage the people of God to just stand your ground. Stand in the face of adversity. Stand in the face of sickness. Stand your ground because you got some help that's there with you. And so tonight as we look at our text, we find three Hebrew boys that stood their ground in the midst of haters, in the midst of the odds being stacked up against them, in the midst of finding themselves in a predicament that looked and felt heat, they stood their ground. And so as we look at our text tonight, that's the first thing I would like to point out to you is we see the three Hebrew boys standing their ground in the face of the haters. Yeah, I know many of you know what I'm talking about, haters. Yeah, we got plenty of them, don't you? The ones that always got their mouth on you. Always talking about it, don't take all of that. Look what she got. Look what she wearing. Always somebody seem like they got something to say about you, whether you doing good or whether you doing bad. But I come to encourage you tonight to stand your ground. Because whether you know it or not, everybody is not happy for you. Everybody is not happy with your position. Here you find that the three Hebrew boys have found favor with the king. And so you might be happy for your favor, but there's a lot of people that's not. And so I as I read the text, I wondered how did they know that the three Hebrew boys wasn't bowing when everybody was supposed to have been bowing? So that let me know that some people are watching. And so if they can't tell the story, they'll make up a story. So tonight, I want to encourage you to stand your ground. Sometimes you have to face it head up. You know, it was Bishop T.D.J. said, we can't change something that we're not willing to confront. So sometimes you can't turn the other cheek. Sometimes you have to square up and say, come on. Come on with it. And so tonight, I will encourage you to be like the Hebrew boys in the faith leaders, to stand your ground. Then the second thing that we see from our text is when the odds were stacked up against them. They didn't buckle. They didn't waver. They stood their ground. When the king confronted them and said, oh, I hear you not bowing to my images. They stood their ground. They didn't compromise. And I find it funny that the Christians, we are always the religion that's asked to compromise our values, to compromise our morals. But time out for that. People of God, we have to stand our ground. No more compromising. No more giving in. No more turning, looking the other way. We have to stand up for what's right, because that's what God has called us to do. God has called us to be the salt of the earth. And I don't know about you, but this salt needs some flavor. We the flavor that's missing in this world. We call to be the light and darkness. Stand our ground even when the odds seem like they stacked up against us. And so the third thing I like to point out is they stood their ground even in the face of threats. In the face of calamity. So they knew by refusing to bow to the king's image that they was going to face the fiery furnace. And so I had to wonder, after God, why would you let your people making a stand on your behalf, not willing to give in, willing to stand their ground in the face of evil? But God said that sometimes he had to allow us to get into some hot situations so he can burn some stuff off of us. Amen. And I don't know about you, but my life has had its share of hot situations. And so sometimes God allow us to get into that fiery furnace, that heated situation, that hot circumstance, to burn some stuff off of. Yeah, you're hanging around some people. You got no business hanging around. And so, you know, everybody's good when it's going good. But when the bad comes, they go. And so sometimes God had to allow us to go through those situations to get people out of our lives that if we had not been there, they would have still been there. And then sometimes God has to shed some things from us. Some things that we kind of put in front of him. Some things that we kind of put in his place. And we know God is a jealous God. He said that he have no gods before him. And so a lot of times the hot situations in our lives come so he can burn some things off. You know, sometimes he allows some things to come so we can shed some of those things you go, some of those season tickets to the games. That's, it seems like a game is every Sunday during the season, and you might choose that game over church. And so he has to let that extra money that paid for that season ticket go. And sometimes we pray so hard to God for this job, and we knew it was God that gave it to us. And so, and we have the option to work on Sunday. Option is not mandatory, but it's the option. And so what happens is we choose to work on the Lord's day instead of giving them praise and glory for that job. We start to elevate that job and worship that job in the place of God. And so sometimes we had to face some pink slips, some layoff notices, face some of those hot situations in order to burn some things off. And so some people who build you up will be the same people who try to tear you down. And so you have to be careful. You notice how they came, old king live forever. The king didn't mind. King knew that they was Hebrew boys. He knew that they served the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But they didn't hear. So leaders, you have to be careful about somebody always talking about somebody else. Always coming to you talking about what somebody else doing. That's when you need to turn around and watch them. Because people have motives. You have to watch, they have conspiracies. Once again, everybody not happy about your favor that God shares with you. And so what the three Hebrew boys did was they stood their ground based on what they knew as opposed to what it felt like. And so tonight I want to encourage you that I know sometimes you find yourself in some hot situations. I know sometimes you find yourself in some difficult situations. But I encourage you tonight to just stand your ground. Don't compromise. Don't put things ahead of God. Stand your ground. And so what can you stand your ground on? You can stand the ground on God's promises. Amen. I know some people know that God is a promise keeper. I know I'm not the only one that God has promised some things to. And so you got to keep that expectation alive. Performance. God is going to show up and show out in your life. And so tonight, just keep standing in the face of adversity. Stand in the face of troubles. The seasoned saints had an old hymn that they would sing, I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. I'm standing. I'm standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Do I got anybody who want to stand with me? I'm standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God, I shall prevail. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect, present, cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. I'm standing on the promises of God. And so tonight, people of God, I want you to stand, because God is no short of his word. Stand. Even when you don't feel like it and you get weak, he said he'll be closer to you than a brother. So stand. Keep running and see what the end will gonna be. So I encourage you not to bow down and not to run. I encourage you not to give in. I encourage you to stand your ground. I don't know about you, but I'm not bowing, because I still believe in God's promises. I still believe in a resurrected Savior that hung on the cross one Friday evening He bore my sins. He paid a price I could not pay. And he hung his head and died. But I'm so glad that that's not the end of the story. Because early Sunday morning, and I know a lot of you is waiting on Sunday morning to come. And so joy is coming. Hold on. Joy is coming in the morning. I want to tell you to hold on just a little while longer, because you too can get up. That same power that God has, you can get up. So hold on, that resurrection power, that same spirit God has, he gave it to you. So hold on just a little while longer. Keep standing. Don't faint. Keep standing. Don't fall. Keep standing. Don't give in. Hallelujah. I bless your name, Lord. He will give you strength in your weakness. So keep standing. Standing on the promises of God. So tonight, if you don't have that resurrection power, if you don't have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I offer Christ to you. I offer you to make Christ the Lord of your life. And so tonight, make that decision in your heart. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth Christ, Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall be saved. So tonight we pray that someone under the sound of my voice would choose Jesus. And then someone who might have found their way outside of the will of God, I want you to know that he's still waiting there with open arms, ready to receive you back again. God never left you. You left him. So he's standing there. He's a gentleman. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Won't you come to Christ today? And so you might say, why do I need to go to church, preacher? Because God said, fail not to assemble yourselves. And so you want to be in position. You want to be place. And so you have to seize the lifetime opportunity of a lifetime within a lifetime of that opportunity. And so don't let it be said too late. But today, the seventh month in the year 2017, don't let it be said that you turn your back on the invitation of Christ. For Jesus loves you and he cares. And he wants to be the savior of your soul. So make Jesus your choice today. Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you. Thank you for your word is true. Your word is life, spirit. Lord, we thank you for visiting with us tonight. Lord, we ask that your word would follow ground. Let it be, take root. Let it cause us to love a little bit more, to give a little bit more, to care a little bit more about each other until you come. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord for another awesome, mighty word on tonight. Stand your ground. We know, those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, we know that Jesus Christ is our true example. Praise the Lord. Someone need to place your phone on mute. Please place your phones on mute. If you could, please place your phones on mute. Someone.
Let the song play, okay?
Okay.
Amen. Praise God. People of God, stand your ground.
Amen on tonight. Amen on tonight. What a fitting song to end that message with. What a fitting song by Pastor Donnie McClurkin. Stand. After you've done all you can do, then you must stand some more. So I just wanted to say that Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, he is our perfect example. He stood his ground. He stood for what's right. He stood for what's holy, and he's still standing his ground today. He is the living word. So we thank God that Jesus Christ is our perfect example. No matter what they did to him, No matter how they scandalized his name, he knew his purpose. He knew what his reason for him coming to earth, his purpose was for. He did not allow anything or anyone to get in his way that he was not able to stand his ground and complete the purpose why he came, and that was to die, to shed his blood for our sins. And he did that. He had to do that, and he did that by standing his ground, standing on the word of God, standing on his faith in his Heavenly Father, knowing that just like he knew that he came down to die, that he knew that his Father, our Heavenly Father and Creator, was going to raise him up on that third day, just like he did. He rose him. He raised up from the dead with the victory over hell, death, and the grave in his hands. And now he's sitting at the right hand of God making intercessions for the saints of God on tonight. Aren't you glad that Jesus stood his ground? And just like he always told us in his word and the disciples too, that just like they, we see how they mistreated some of the disciples in Jesus Christ, we're going to get mistreated. We're going to be misunderstood. You're going to be lied on, persecuted, falsely accused. All manner of evil is going to be spoken against you and said falsely because you're truly trying to be a doer of God's word. Out of all of that, you still have to stand your ground. And then the Lord said in his word, that's what I love about God. He said, vengeance is mine. And so that's why we have to be careful to touch not God's anointed and do his prophets no harm. And so while we're standing our grounds, when you're a man or a woman of God and you're doing God's will and fulfilling your purpose, you just stand your ground. Let them continue to talk. Let them continue to lie on you, but make sure it's falsely accusing. Make sure it's not nothing that you have done, but you want to make sure that it's being falsely accused because you're standing on the word of God. And then watch God fight for you and watch God work things out on your behalf. So, but in the meantime, even though you've been lied on and persecuted and talked about and people smiling in your face, you continue to stand your ground, continue to stand on God's word, and continue to be a doer of God's word. You do not want to become a liability. You do not want to become a scatterer of God's flock. You want to stand on God's word. You want to stand your ground so that when God calls your name, you will hear him say, well done, thy faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. Come on up higher, and I'm going to make you ruler over many. So right now, we just want to say, and I personally want to say to Minister Rambis on tonight, again, what a powerful word on tonight. Stand your ground. And somebody needed to hear that word on tonight. Someone that's been serving the Lord a long time, you get tired sometime. I know I do, but I had to learn that too. Stand your ground. You're fighting a good fight. Stay on the wall. God has your back. He will make a way of escape for you if he have to. And he will come down himself and he will fight for you. So you just stand on the word. Stand on God's promises. Continue to stand your ground and watch God work on your behalf. That he will be glorified and the enemy, Satan, will be horrified. So right now, I'm going to open up the lines for anyone that's on that has called in. They would like to give comments and feedback to Minister Rambis after this mighty word on tonight. This is your opportunity to do so. The lines are now open. For those of you that have called in and you stayed on the lines are all unmuted now. You can give comments and feedback to Minister Rambis at this time if you would like to.
Minister Rambis, praise the Lord. I'd like to say those words were exactly for me. This is your cousin, Ethel Rambis, from Dallas, Texas. Thank you for the awesome word. Your grandfather would be proud. Have a great day, and thank you, James, Brother James. Have a good day.
You're so welcome. God bless you, and thank you for that comment. I know Minister Rambis appreciate hearing from his relatives, and Minister Rambis comes on, and my lines, everything, the whole screen just lights up, and I'm loving it every time, and I know God is glorified through it because he is such an anointed man of God, and I just thank God for him being my brother in Christ. And I thank God for him being my bishop's armor bearer. And I know Bishop appreciates him too. So I thank the cousin that called in and shared that word of comments to Minister Rambis. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to give comments or feedback to Minister Rambis at this time?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You know, this is a a powerful message. Standing in your ground. But you know, he said, he promised us he would never leave us nor forsake. And he would send the Holy Spirit that will be with us forever. And once we know that, even the Hebrew boys, when they was in that fiery furnace, he was in the midst. He will take away those struggles. He will walk us through it. He will forgive us for our sins. And if we just remember that we have a good companion at our back, that we would never go wrong. So, Minister Rambis, keep up the good work. Brother Brown, you're doing an awesome job, I'm sorry. So I just thank God for both of you tonight.
Amen. We definitely appreciate you. We thank God for you too, Sister Lord. We thank God for everyone that comes on this line. And I thank God for everyone that calls in and gives comments and feedback to my guests, because that do encourage them. Because we need to know, and the Word of God tells us that we need to encourage one another in the Word of God. Not with our personal feelings or our personal opinions, but what does the Word of God say about the situation? Yeah, we all need encouragement. Our bishops, our pastors, they need encouragement too. So you need to go to your man or your woman of God that God has placed over your life, that speaks over your and watch over your soul and pray on your behalf and your family's behalf. You need to always try to give them words of encouragement so that they can continue to stand their ground. Because they are humans too. They are in the flesh just like you and I. And they get discouraged. They get weak just like you and I do. So we always need to be encouraging our men and women of God that we know God has sent our way to be a blessing to the body of Christ. So on tonight, I'm going to ask, is there anyone else that would like to give comments or feedback to Minister Rambis while we have a few minutes? We have about 2 minutes left. Anyone else?
Hi, Minister Rambis. This is Shauna, your best friend. I was just calling to let you know that tonight was most definitely the night for me, because I'm going through a lot, and I'm going to take your words of encouragement, and I'm going to stand my ground. So thank you so much for your message tonight.
Hey, man, we appreciate you, too. And you, nobody, I like what you said. You said that was a word of encouragement for you, to let you know that you need to stand your ground, too. Well, we're going to be praying on your behalf that the Lord can continue to give you the strength to stand your ground, because that's what you got to do in these last and evil days. You got to stand on the word. Me, too. We have to stand on the word, know what God's words say. And we have to know that after all we've done that we can do, we have to stand on God's word and on his promises. Is there anyone else before I close the line for any callers? Anyone else? Well, for those of you that are listening, I would like, once again, if you did not tune in at the beginning of this program or this this ministry on tonight, we are so proud to announce to the listeners, formerly known as Shield of Faith Church, is now Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where none other than our beloved bishop and pastor is Bishop James A. Jennings. We'd like to say a great shout out to Bishop James A. Jennings and let him know to continue to stand your ground, Bishop. Continue to stand your ground, Shield of Faith family. Continue to support our bishop and pastor, because he's doing a great work, and we're going to do even greater work. We have a new name, and so God has taken us to a new level in Christ. So I'm excited to see what God is going to do through Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Right now, and I'm going to ask all listeners, if you would like to sow into this broadcast, the Lord has placed it in my heart to give you an opportunity to be blessed by God by sowing into this ministry, because God is going to take this ministry into another level as well. And so I want to be able to reach out to more ministries worldwide, within the United States. And so if you would like to be blessed by God, sow into this ministry, whatever the Lord placed on your heart. Pray about it first and ask the Lord to place on your heart or mind whatever you would like to sow into this ministry, to this broadcast. You can send it via my email, which is through PayPal. That would be PayPal under my email, which is all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com. And we know that you will be blessed by being a blessing to this ministry, so we can be a blessing to others, that God would be glorified through it all. That's what it's all about. Souls being saved through the word, through this ministry, that God would be glorified. So as we go ahead and close out tonight's program, we thank you for tuning in faithfully. Continue to share the word, the good news about this broadcast every Thursday and every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. As we close out, we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to say thank you for this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people all over the land. We pray and lift up our Bishop James A. Jennings and the new Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Heavenly Father, we are so excited about what you're doing through our bishop and pastor and the new visions for the church, for Shield of Faith, Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. We thank you for what you're doing. And Heavenly Father, we know that the best is yet to come. So continue to lift up our pastor and build him up and strengthen him, Heavenly Father, and continue to strengthen us to be the doers of your word, Heavenly Father, as he follows Christ, that we will follow him and follow along with the vision that you have given to him for the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, that you will be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to have your way in his life. Continue to touch and deliver those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Heal and deliver as only you can. Comfort and strengthen those that have breathed all over the land, Heavenly Father, is our prayer. Continue to have your way in all of our lives, Heavenly Father, that you alone will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, until the next time, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, good night.